Feathers for Sarah. After my mother died, feathers seemed to tumble from the sky, small patches of light piercing through the grip of a tempest, appearing in the most unlikely places. The first one I found on the white shag rug that covered my bedroom floor, dark as ink with red running through it like veins, as I danced alone to Earth, Wind, and Fire, my mother's favorite band. Another, bushy and plentiful, spotted like the tail of a calico cat, I found nestled on the seat next to me in an empty movie theater. Marking a page in my most treasured book, one my mother had given me as a gift, I discovered a feather so delicate it could only have come from a dove. For years, I kept every feather I found on car seats and park benches, in coat pockets and buried in coin purses. I believed each feather was a message, my mother reaching out from wherever people go when they die. I didn't know Sarah then. We met decades later, when grief colored every inch of her landscape, strength and sorrow inseparable. The morning her mother died, a feather appeared, breathless like a petal, in the middle of my kitchen floor.